It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Dear Young Married Couple podcast.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, today we're going to talk about why we get off on the wrong foot during the holidays.
And it comes down to three primary items. They're very interrelated, interconnected. And those three items are anticipation, anxiety, and nostalgia.
Yes. So let's just jump right in.
So first, anticipation. Anticipation can be a positive sense of anticipation or a negative sense of anticipation. Most of us have memories about the holidays, mm-hmm. whether those memories are happy memories and fun memories, or maybe memories that were not so fun. Maybe they're full of chaos and heartache and brokenness. And so anticipation is there around the holidays. You're looking forward to or not looking forward to what you think might happen during the Christmas week or the Christmas vacation or the season.
Yeah. And that buildup, I think, does cause us to do some behaviors that could make the holidays not very fun.
Totally.
Because we either have our guard up or we're so excited that if anything goes wrong, then that's a sure indicator that, you know, Christmas is basically ruined.
That goes back to a little family story.
I know, right?
I should tell it.
You should tell it.
This wasn't part of the plan.
This was not planned.
So the first year that my family decided to not do, like, everybody gets a gift for everybody because the family was getting so big.
The family is big.
Yeah. And at this time, I think I was 16. And so the family was starting to get bigger with, like, some of my older cousins having kids. And so, like, it was the next generation starting to get. So anyway, we decided not to do Christmas gifts for everyone. So we're going to do like a white elephant where everyone picks a name and all that.
And this is the first time I joined you guys too.
Oh, I don't think you were there yet. Were you there?
Yeah.
Then maybe I was older than 16. Yeah.
Maybe I have false memories.
Maybe I was 17. But anyway, so we did this. Well, I decided that that's not how Christmas should be because we've always done gifts for everyone. And so I got a gift for everyone still, even though it was little things. I mean, I was like a teenager with, you know, a coffee shop job. So I got little things for everyone. Well, as soon as my Uncle Richie found out that I got something for everyone.
Sorry, Uncle Richie. She just called you out.
He got like genuinely upset and he goes, "You got a gift for everyone? Christmas is basically ruined." And everyone just started busting up laughing. And so anyway, we use that phrase a lot over the years. We'll say, "Well, Christmas is basically ruined."
It's a running joke now.
Yes. Anyway, back.
And he's a good sport now and laughs about it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Actually, that actually relates to our topic because we're talking about anticipation.
It really is.
And so as a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, I was negatively anticipating what that would be like. To do white elephant and not do everyone gets gifts for everyone. And so that's what drove me to that behavior of buying a gift for everyone still.
And basically ruined Christmas.
Basically ruining Christmas. So yes. Anyway, anticipation can really get us. And it's related to the next one, which is anxiety.
Right. And I think just a valuable thing to say here is, because people have this anticipation, whether negatively or positively, there's a part of us that wants to manage mm-hmm. that anticipation.
Right.
So, in other words, like, so if I am really excited about things, mm-hmm. right? So the typical responses that I've seen in people that have like high anticipation, everything has to be perfect. is that like they throw themselves into making sure everybody's happy.
Right.
And everybody's on time and everybody, you know, looks the certain way. And like, so what they're doing is they're trying to control the outcome that they really, really want.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we don't communicate about the expected outcome, we are going to be frustrated and even anxious. You've heard us say before, if you listen to the podcast regularly, that frustration is the result of uncommunicated and or unmet expectations. Yes. And so if you do have a specific expectation, you need to make sure to communicate that to your spouse, to your family, mm-hmm. your kids, because mm-hmm. they don't know what you're expecting.
Here's a really great example. I have a client that was really, really, you know, has these high hopes, extremely high anticipation mm-hmm. for the holidays. The thing is her family doesn't always play along with her expectations. And so people arrive late mm-hmm. and don't fulfill what, you know, she thinks they should do as a, you know, to be a part of the family.
Yep.
And so all of these things ultimately will get her very frustrated. And so one of the things I asked her is, well, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Right. This is a really just a great question to ask yourself. If this is you,
yeah.
What do you want? Because what would inevitably happen was that she would have these high expectations. Her son would get there late. She would get frustrated. Her son would get frustrated that she's frustrated and like, well, why aren't you happy that I'm here? Mm-hmm. She would get frustrated that he's there late and he should be, you know, overdoing it to try to make up the fact that he's late and he's not. So all these expectations are not being said, but still being expected.
Right.
And it's just falling flat. So the question that you can ask is, you know, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Good question for this lady was, you know, thinking about, okay, is it really that you want your son there on time? Is time the big issue?
Or is it that you want family together time and cherished memories and, mm-hmm. you know, everyone just laughing together and,
right.
you know, is so, that what you want?
Right. So if that's her ultimate outcome, if that's what mm-hmm. she really wants, then she's not going to get it by insisting, you know, mm-hmm. that you must show up at 2 o'clock and getting frustrated by it. The best would be to roll with it and say, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always said this on the podcast before too, know the nature of things. Mm-hmm. If your son is almost always tardy, don't be crushed that your son is tardy,
right.
is not there on time.
Right. And don't take it personally right. either.
That's the way it is. That's the way he is. Mm-hmm. And so that's the nature of things. So when he's there, be happy and greet him and just be excited that he's there, because ultimately that's going to give you that what you want, which is those happy memories, mm-hmm. you know, that you'll be able to make if you're not in a state of frustration.
Yes. And it'll make you less anxious. Mm-hmm. And anxiety is this piece that we keep referring to here. Mm-hmm. And like we said, they're all related, but the negative anticipation for sure will bring you anxiety. The positive anticipation without communicating the expectations and then those expectations not being met will give you anxiety, mm-hmm. right? Anxiety is specifically important to keep in mind and to address if you have some trauma around the holidays. And this is quite common. A lot of people don't get with their extended family throughout the year, but then around the holidays, they're obliged to. Mm-hmm. And because of that, even growing up, when you were obliged and your family was obliged to get together with extended family, you may have had some trauma. Mm-hmm. Most sexual trauma and domestic violence takes place with family members, mm-hmm. Not with random strangers. Mm-hmm. So it's common for that to happen around the holidays. So if that brings up a lot of triggers for you, like just the anticipation of the holiday season, even if you're in a healthy situation now, get some counseling around this. Mm-hmm. It would be really important for you to talk with somebody where you could process through what those triggers are, address some of the unmet needs, and make sure you feel safe going into this holiday season. There's a lot there that we couldn't address in a podcast episode. So that's why we recommend get counseling if trauma is there for you, unresolved trauma.
Right. Another thing that we don't really have written down to talk about, but I do see happening with people, is it's almost always impossible to go to both sides of the family at once.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like the old times where, you know, you grew up, you went to grandma and grandpa's and then grandma and grandpa's and, you sure. know, that's just how it goes.
Because a lot of people grew up with people in the same town.
Right. And then you get married.
Yeah.
And then things change. And then some people really want to be with their family or what their normal was and make those nostalgic memories happen again over there.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with this family that you may or may not like.
Yeah.
People in that situation, which is a lot of people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Remember, what do you want? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Can you let go of the fact that your things are different now that could cause sadness and even sometimes grief. You're not there anymore. Can you just be present here and make memories here? And someday you may look back and say, these memories here with these people are cherished just like my old memories back at my house or, you know, so just encouraging you to let go sometimes of that frustration or the, sometimes I'm going to hold back my own happiness or experiencing any happiness here because it's not with my family.
Yeah.
Those will definitely hold you back from experiencing the holidays to the fullest.
Totally. And think about too, when it comes to like the normal you grew up with or that you thought you would have. I've been working on this with clients this week as well. Think about what you signed up for when you either got married or when you moved or you went into a certain ministerial or career path. You know, when you went that direction, what did you know that you would sacrifice and you're still willing to sacrifice that? What are you not willing to sacrifice? Even though you went this direction, what are a couple things that you say, you know, this is something I still want to make sure that our family experiences. So I know we make all these other sacrifices because they moved away or we moved away or we went this ministerial direction, but I'm not willing to sacrifice this. And so talk through that together, so that you can make sure your expectations are communicated. Otherwise it will breed anxiety.
Yes. You know, what's funny is a lot of what we're talking about is stuff that we're working through with clients in the last couple of weeks.
For sure.
You're getting a peek inside.
And stuff that we work through ourselves, either in the past or present. So on that note, something that I've worked through and I'm continuing to work through over the last couple of years is the nostalgia piece, especially with having little children of our own. So our kids are 2 and 4 and last year at Thanksgiving time, my son who was, so he's 2 and a half now. So he was 18 months at the time. You know, we're sitting down to a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner and it was in a place that we're not used to going. Usually we're at family's houses and we had met halfway, at an Airbnb. So that was already different. But it was a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner and my son just starts falling apart. Like, major fit throwing, typical of an 18 month old, but at the time
and my family had put in lots of time into this beautiful dinner.
Yes.
So tasty, so good.
And so like I'm just like mortified. Like we're supposed to be enjoying this beautiful moment and looking back at, you know, the past Thanksgivings and what we're thankful for this year. Like just, you know, all the warm fuzzies that come with nostalgia and not being able to experience that was really hard for me. Like I almost had a meltdown because my son was having a meltdown.
Well, because he wasn't supposed to be an 18 month old child.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't expect you to act this way. Right. So,
but he was,
And,
that's the nature of kids.
That's the nature of things. That's the nature of an 18 month old,
especially Forrest,
out of his norm. Another thing, and actually I haven't even shared this one with you, but, last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I captured this really beautiful photo of Adeline, who's our 4-year-old. So she was 2 at the time, putting an ornament on the tree. I think Adam had just lit the lights and like Adeline was putting an ornament on the tree. And she's just like full of wonder and awe. And like, you know what photo I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I'll have to pull it up. But she's just like, like looking at the tree and, you know, like she's so like, just it, for me, that moment was like, picture perfect, you know? So I always think back to that picture. Well, this year when we were putting lights on the tree, it was this like, we're not gonna have time to decorate the tree before we go to Disney World. So like, yeah, let's
super terrible, hard life, you know?
But it was just like a quick, like, can you please get the lights on the tree? And I was like, still wanting it to be special. So I'm like, we get the video camera out, get the kids in some, you know, cute Christmas jammies. And in my mind, I'm almost like trying to recreate that moment, that nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't happen the same way at all. It was just like, this light's broken, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, yeah. We didn't even decorate the tree that night. And so, But we were supposed to, right?
Here's the thing with nostalgia. Mm-hmm. We were looking into it, but nostalgia was actually coined by a Swiss medical student in 1688.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you didn't know you're going to get a history lesson. And what he did is he combined two, he was working with soldiers from that, or from a war time right there. And he was writing on this feeling that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And he combined two words in Greek. So homecoming, nostos, and pain, algos. So that's where we get the word nostalgia. So it's part of it's the homecoming part, like mm-hmm. soldiers wanting to go home and the pain of not being able to be there.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what we experience, what you are wanting, that, you know, I want to be able to experience this moment again.
Mm-hmm.
But inherent within that, that feeling is also a tinge of pain that we'll never be able, it's impossible to experience that experience again,
that recreating that exact moment.
It will never happen. Mm-hmm. And so there's a pain that's inherent, or sadness that is inherent in nostalgia.
Yep.
But it's funny that we can want to experience this again, and even set our sights to experience these nostalgic moments again, but we'll never be able to,
mm-hmm.
because the only thing we can experience is now.
So what do we do about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So acceptance is a huge part of this, you know, and I've worked on that, and I'm working on that, that, you know, we live in a new normal and it's still special. There are things that we are going to do as a family that are different than what we did growing up. Some of the things we do are similar to what we did growing up. You know, we keep, for instance, Adam's family got a new nutcracker every year, and we do that. So we have 13 nutcrackers for our 13 years of marriage. And each year the nutcracker represents something that happened that year, mm-hmm. Or a theme for that year.
You should see all the nutcrackers behind the camera.
Yeah. So, you know, you can create nostalgic moments that kind of wink back to childhood and upbringing. But don't get stuck on it having to be perfect or exactly the same, because you are not the same family as the family you grew up in.
I don't think that you can force a moment.
Right.
I think we have, the only way to capture it is by being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And really we make moments, we make memories by emotions had in that moment. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So if we allow the moment to affect us, then we can have a nostalgic moment that we can look back on. But if we're constantly having these expectations of how it ought to go, we're actually not present.
Yeah.
We're trying to force the past on the present.
That's true. So it's a balance of like, communicate when you do have expectations, but then process through the expectation and maybe adjust it a bit to fit reality or new norms, or, you know, what's happening in present day, rather than getting stuck on the past.
Right.
Yeah.
So I hope this was a helpful guide and kind of reflective in nature, but I hope it was kind of made you reflect on your own experience of Christmas and hopefully inspire you to be present mm-hmm. and enjoy this holiday season with your family.
So if you're listening to this on the way to Christmas or on your Christmas shopping trip,
or you have the anticipation about Christmas, so you're listening to this.
Yeah. So pause before you go to the next episode or a past episode and talk with your spouse about your expectations this week. Do they need to be adjusted? Can I work on accepting the new norms yeah. and new traditions? And if there's any pain or brokenness associated with trauma, be sure to reach out, get some counseling. You can also go to our website and we have some spots opening up after the new year. So
yeah, and we hardly ever talk about it, but if you ever want counseling, we're easy to find. Just go to our website, dearyoungmarriedcouple.com, mm-hmm. and you can find us and the services we provide.
And you can email us at hello@dearyoungmarriedcouple.com.
Boom.
Merry Christmas, you guys. We're wishing you the best this Christmas season, and we will see you. Actually, we have one more episode before the year's over, so yes. We'll see you next week.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.